Okay, hello everyone, and welcome to the ACTIS podcast, Talking CDI, the nation's only program dedicated to the clinical documentation integrity profession. Today, Wednesday, April 1st, we're bringing you another special edition of the ACTIS podcast, our bi-weekly program dedicated to bringing you closer to the difference makers in CDI and sharing the latest news and information relevant to the CDI profession and ACTIS. My name is Brian Murphy, Director of ACTIS, the Association of Clinical Documentation Integrity Specialists, and I'm your host for today's program, Sepsis Cytokine Release Syndrome and COVID-19. I'm joined today by my familiar co-host, Laurie Prescott. Laurie is the CDI Education Director for us here at ACTIS and HC Pro. She's the lead developer and instructor for our CDI Bootcamp line, a subject matter expert for ACTIS, and a member of our CCDSO exam certification committee and ACTIS advisory board. You've probably seen Laurie around the circuit quite a bit. She's a frequent speaker on this program, our conferences, webinars, author of our Clinical Documentation Improvement Specialist Complete Training Guide and the 2020 ACTIS Pocket Guide series. And we're thrilled to have her back on the program. So welcome, Laurie.
Thanks, Brian. Glad to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. Next, I'd like to introduce our special guest today. Cesar Limhoco, MD, is the Chief Medical Officer of T-Medicus, LLC. For more than 25 years, Dr. Limhoco has delivered clinical documentation integrity services to hospitals across the country. He's built a solid reputation of integrity and accuracy through a commitment to documentation and coding excellence, built on the solid foundation of the clinical truth. You may recall we had Cesar on a show with us back in January on the clinical truth. His career path has brought him to work for a regional hospital association, a Big Four consulting firm, and a quality improvement organization. Like Laurie, he's been very busy in the ACTIS circuit. He's presented at our national conference, AHIMA conferences, various state and local HFMA and HCCA conferences. Editorial board member of the ICD-10 Monitor. He's also a member of our ACTIS Regulatory Committee, which is how we ended up on today's show, and we're very pleased to have him. So welcome, Cesar.
Thank you, Brian.
Okay. Before we get started, today's topic is an addition to the podcast. So our next scheduled show was going to be April 8th. That show will still be on. But we wanted to add today's topic because there's been a lot of confusion in the industry on cytokine release syndrome and COVID-19 and accuracy of reporting and documentation of this condition. So we're going to hopefully clarify some of that today and get this podcast out for our audience. As I've noted on the last couple shows, we are pre-recording the podcast momentarily because of some of the usage issues we've seen around this platform. So we're hoping to get through a complete show today and then share the recording with our audience. So again, we're in the middle of a national pandemic. We've got a lot going on the front lines of healthcare. It's getting pretty hairy out there. We are hoping and wishing for the best for all of our frontline providers. We've also seen significant impact to the CDI industry as folks work from home, but we're hearing about folks that are being asked to pitch in with a lot of non-traditional CDI duties, which is admirable. Some of them are even in a queue or in a pool for potential return to the bedside. So a lot more to come in the coming weeks as COVID-19 does reach the top of what we hope is the top of the curve before it begins to flatten out. So I was hoping, Cesar, before we get into the specifics of the topic today, if you could just talk a little bit about your own experiences with COVID-19. You know, I hope you and your family and all your colleagues at T-Medicus are doing okay in the middle of this. Just I'm curious from your physician perspective, what you're hearing and how maybe this has personally impacted you and or your own business.
Yes, Brian, COVID-19 has hit hard and personally I have a fraternity brother from pre-med who just died of COVID-19
Oh gosh.
A day ago.
I'm sorry.
And his wife is also in the ICU. My nephew, who is an emergency medicine physician, as well as a critical care physician, is now in quarantine because of a patient who came in who had a history of heart failure, had shortness of breath, and for all intents and purposes was having an exacerbation of the heart failure. And, you know, history was clean. Supposedly there was no fever, no cough, no nothing. So they proceeded to take care of this patient, a heart failure patient. But later on, they found out that after monitoring the patient and getting more history, the patient did have fever and turned out to have COVID-19. So
wow.
That really gives you a little bit of a window of what we're dealing out here. All the things that we've heard about COVID-19, about the symptomatology, its presentations, all those clues that are supposedly out there, that's good for about the majority of COVID-19 patients. But there will be atypical presentations, and this is one of them. This patient was not placed in COVID isolation because it was heart failure. The cardiologist said it was heart failure. So my nephew, a couple of residents, interns, nurses, and respiratory therapists was sent home to quarantine because of the exposure. So, you know, it's a story that I want to put out there because we're all looking for ways to capture COVID-19 in data. And there will be atypical presentations. There will be typical presentations. But we just have to be open to it. And the only way we can make sure that the data is correct is to make sure that the narrative is true, that it follows the pathogenesis of the disease process.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a very good rule of thumb for everybody out there. You know, we get lost in definitions, criteria, protocols, coding guidelines and conventions, but all of this stuff is really meant to get us to the clinical truth. That's the foundation. If you know, if we're literate about the pathogenesis of the disease process, the better we are in enabling the true representation of that disease in data.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cesar, thank you for sharing that story. I think it's an important one for people to hear. So I appreciate you sharing that. And your nephew and his coworkers are in my prayers. Now, as we start talking about our topic today, it's a deep clinical dive that we're going to do today. So I'm hoping you can help kind of lay the foundation for us. We've heard that most COVID-19 patients may not need acute inpatient care admission. So we're only the sickest are going to lead to a hospital bed. And from my understanding, these are the patients who undergo the cytokine storm, also referred to as a cytokine release syndrome or CRS syndrome. That's often how we see it in the chart. And they develop the secondary hemophagocytic lymphohistiocytosis or HLH. HLH is a whole lot easier to say, which causes ARDS. So, you know, it's almost a domino effect of how this works. Can you explain for our audience the cytokine storm and the secondary HLH process?
Sure. First off, I think I want to share another story with you guys, and it's not necessarily COVID-19, but